Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1605 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
Tracy got more creepy encounters. This one says, I see this little girl at Walmart. It's not too long ago. She's running around in the toy aisles. Every time she did, a man would be right behind her on her tail. For some reason, I could just feel that something wasn't right. I stopped the little girl and I asked her if she was lost, and she said yes. I said, "This man isn't your daddy," and with almost tears in her eyes, she looked at him and slowly looked back at me and said, "No." I grabbed her by the hand and told her that we were going to go up front to have them call for her mother. When we walked past him and went to the front of the store, he just kind of gave me this side smirk that, till today, makes the hair raise on my entire body. Had I not stopped that little girl, I'm genuinely scared to know what would have happened to her.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing. Those are the worst people on the face of the earth.
Yep. I agree
1,000%. Anybody that would harm a child, whether it be... Anyway.
There's no excuse. None.
It's somebody that just needs to be taken out back and beat to death with a rock.
Agreed.
And the same for anybody that would do any type of sexual crime against somebody. It's just...
I don't know. I can't understand it.
You got Bill Gates and people talking about there's too many people on this earth and there needs to be, you know, less population. I can tell you where they need to start. Anybody that's in jail for a sex crime or murder needs to just be executed. Period. Done. Let's get rid of the prisons. Let's quit paying for them. Let's free up room to put new creeps in that instead of releasing them because there's no room for them.
I know, babe.
Now, we're getting ready to cover a story this Saturday where a guy was on death row for 35 years.
Yep.
And had said, just give it to me. I'm done with my appeals. Just give it to me. He still ended up dying at 78 years old or 79 years old after 35 years.
I mean, what sense does that make?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, we were watching some show the other night about, I guess, women that are on death row. I guess there's only 50 women on death row in the country or something. But I mean, honestly, none of these people are going to get executed. They just don't.
No, they usually just die in prison before that day ever
they'll contract
comes.
Some kind of disease or, you know, they'll just die of old age. But none of these people are getting executed.
I did see one. Somebody got executed the other day. I can't remember where it was.
I'm just saying.
But it did happen, though.
There are literally thousands of people. What did they say? 2,000 people or something? 2,300 people or something on death row? And you see one or two maybe a year.
I don't even think that's it.
Yeah, true. And sometimes it's one every 2 years. How are you going to get through 2,300 people and more being added every day?
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know, babe.
Let's do another one.
Just everybody just be nice. How about that?
My girlfriend and I were months away from being parents for the first time, and we were both working jobs. After my shift one day, I went to walk to my girlfriend's work. Just before I got to the door of the mall, a man came up and asked me if I could help start his car. He needs to get to work. I said I'd help. We walk around the corner of the mall to where the car is sitting. Man. So we just need to get in and I'll drive you to my car. I need help starting. Well, the hairs on my back of my neck start to rise. I quickly explain to him that I thought this was going to be a very quick thing and I have somewhere to be. I apologize and I walk away. As we're crossing the parking lot to head to the bank in a roundabout way, we see the same dude who was in a hurry to get to work, slowly driving around scoping people out.
Dude, creeps.
First of all, why, if you've got access to a car that you're driving, what help do you need to start your car? One person can jump a car if you got two vehicles.
No, that's true.
So it made no sense whatsoever
that
he needed to go to a car to help get started. It's not like this guy was a mechanic and he needed to go and, you know, fix something.
Yeah, no. People are just creeps.
They are creeps. Anyways. All right, guys. That wraps it up for us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1606 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello.
Tracy, we're going to do more creepy encounter stories.
Okie doke.
So this one says, so my stupid brand new water heater broke down. First of all, that's an inanimate object. It can't be stupid. So we rented a hotel room so we could all get a shower. My hubby and teenage daughters had gone first. It wasn't until I was actually standing inside the shower that I saw the camera. You had to see it from a certain angle, wrapped around the light that had a cover. I looked up there, and there it was. I screamed. My husband came running in. I told him where it was, and he checked. He took the bottom cover off, and the camera fell down. My husband ripped it out and marched straight to the office, and from there, a fight ensued.
Ooh.
He said, you want to put a camera in here? You got exactly what you deserve. You saw my wife naked. Take that.
He did not say that. Did you just make that up?
I made that up. The cops asked us what happened first. And they took the owner in and apparently found hundreds of videos. They're using this to build a case on him with. So beware to check everywhere before ever undressing in a hotel. So if I'm understanding this correctly, there was a light and the light had a cover and the camera was in the cover?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't that be like a frosted cover somewhere you wouldn't be able to see through?
No, I don't know. I guess it's just enough where people wouldn't really think to look there and actually see that, but he wanted to disguise it just enough that he could get his picture.
Why do these people always think that they're going to get bad? Nobody's ever going to notice these cameras.
I don't know.
They always do. Somebody always does.
They're going to be disappointed if they ever do that to me. So go look at somebody else's cooter.
Okay, so my brother is really creepy. We have about a 3-year age gap. My parents used to think that it was just kids being kids, but as we got older, it would get worse. He used to walk out of the kitchen with a knife and just stare at me with it. My parents would never believe it whenever I would say something. As we continued to grow older, he became more violent, as in the use he used to try to fight me, but it wouldn't be just play fighting there. It would be actual punches and kicks involved, and since I was smaller, I would come out with the bruises. Recently, as in like 2 months ago, when I turned 18, I found a hidden camera in my bathroom. I instantly knew it was his.
Ugh.
So that's not weirdo. That's not normal behavior.
Sounds like he wanted some evidence, or you know, to hold him, blackmail him with, or something.
This happened in the winter when I was 10 years old. I was walking to the bus stop by myself, and out of nowhere, this red car drove past me and stopped. I walked by it, and a man yelled, "Hey, kid, I saw you coming out of the 355 Terrace Road. Was that man your dad?" Well, I had no idea who this person was. This is like Barb. It says, I had no idea how this person was. H-O-W. Anyway, I had no idea who this person was. Or how he knew where I lived, so I got kind of creeped out, and I ran. That night, I went to my window and was shocked to see that same red car parked across the street. I quickly ran to my parents, sobbing. My dad called the cops, and they arrested the man on the spot. The guy was a rookie PI that was hired by a wife who suspected her husband was having an affair. When the police showed my parents the picture of the husband, they both laughed. The man didn't even look remotely like my dad. That's funny.
He needs another profession, it sounds like.
Yeah. Or better glasses. All right, guys, that wraps it up for today. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.